Buzz Up Headlines.
Jeff Howe is encouraged because Tom Brady was at Patriots practice today, at least for the media portion. And a chance to see him out there walking around with gloves on both hands. Howe says the team wanted to assess the swelling in the initial 24 hours after his right hand was injured at practice yesterday. So once again, according to Jeff Howe, a positive indication that Brady is at least out there in some way, shape, or form as the team gets ready to play Jacksonville on Sunday afternoon in the AFC Championship game. Rob Gronkowski, what do you think about the Jaguars?
That's a big challenge. They got very talented players on both sides of the ball, especially on the defense. They got many, many great players, and it's going to be a big challenge. It's the best team we're facing all year. They're coming up in the AFC Championship game this weekend, so we got to be ready. We got to be prepared, and it's going to be a big, tough challenge for sure.
I'm saying many, many. All right, moving on to the Bruins. They got the 4-1 win over the Canadiens last night at the TD Garden. They will visit the Islanders tonight. Anton Hudobin in net. No lineup changes. Kevin Miller still at home. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show 6:30 here on the Sports Hub. Celtics also with a 6:30 pregame on 100.7 WZLX as Sean Granny and Cedric Maxwell bring us the latest on the team. Playing host to the Philadelphia 76ers. Headlines are brought to you by the championship Regis College Pride. See why you belong at Regis and take a virtual tour at regiscollege.edu/tour. I'm Hardy of Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Want to stay connected to Boston sports?
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Early in my career, I tried using a glove on my throwing hand a little bit. Didn't go too well. I think it's better without, but still, it's tricky.
This is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 Tricky.
It's tricky.
It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
It's tricky.
Tricky. Tricky. I met this little girlie.
It's tricky.
My hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, that's right on time.
It's tricky.
How was the date? It's tricky.
Jim, what was the date on that? When did he say
December
that?
December 29th. Less than a month ago.
Less than a month. Tricky. So if he has a glove on Sunday when it's 50 and sunny and no wind and no rain, no ice, no snow, it got a hell of a lot less tricky then.
Well, that's all I take out of it.
Yep. You know what? Every time I hear that, you know, I can't. I'm so distracted by that song. You know why I'm so distracted by that song?
Her house to bust her out.
Because I once saw DMC.
Yeah.
From on DMC, Daryl from DMC.
Right.
Perform that song at a Josh Beckett like bowling fundraiser. Remember, you used to do the Beckett Bowl.
Yeah.
Or he used to steal all that money. Right. Not steal it all, but waste all that charitable money. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he was there. I wonder what he got paid for the night.
He got paid.
Hey, come and donate to the charity, Beckett Bowl. And then they were taking in like hundreds of thousands of dollars and giving like, you know, a $10,000 donation. Remember the Globe exposed that years ago?
Yeah.
I have the details wrong, but the Globe had the story on it.
Gotta be careful with all those foundations and stuff. But
oh, God, yeah.
He's probably making a hell of a lot more when I saw him. It was during the riot. At the Pittsburgh Civic Arena.
Oh, yes.
I told you about those. LL Cool J, the Beastie Boys, Run DMC, and Houdini all there at the same time. And everybody just start running. It was riot started. I remember taking my gold chains off and put them in my pocket, and we were booking. We were 17 just running, sprinting down the street in Pittsburgh, downtown. Like, you never been downtown Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh, man, I'm in the hood now. What am I going to do? You go from suburbs to hood.
Mean streets of Pittsburgh.
The mean streets of Pittsburgh. Right. That was crazy. Remember that? The old Civic Arena. He was making a lot of money then.
Sure he
That's
was.
That's what DMC
Sure he was about. Making a lot of money 10 years ago, yeah. whatever it was.
Now me and my Adidas do the illest things. I like the word.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Brady is at practice today. Was not seen throwing a football. The Patriots are on the back grass fields, not inside the stadium like they had been for the previous seven straight practices. Might be covering a little something up there. Zoe is obviously concerned by this. No one will answer him. No one will talk to him about the status of the finger that is injured.
Did he tie his shoes? Did somebody tie his shoes for him? He's got the same pants on, same shoes.
I know we sound like we're sort Everything of being wise asses about it,
no,
but
I'm
we're not.
That's what I do. I go through to fine tooth
comb. He talks to everybody.
He looks the same. Like the way he wears where he wears the towel, where the hand thing is, where the wristbands are. Everything looks kosher.
Except for the hands.
What if
the
he
fingers.
Tied his own shoe? He tied his own shoes. That hurts putting when you hurt your finger, that hurts putting. You ever have a paper cut and try and put your shoes on? It's a pain in the ass. You smashed your finger last week.
Yeah.
That it's hurts.
Up all right, though.
Yeah.
Glass.
Could you throw with that?
It's covered in glass. Covered in it. Had it everywhere. 617-779-0985. Jared in Brighton. Jared.
Yes, how you guys doing today?
Yes, doing well.
Hey, just a theory. I'd like to know what you guys think about this. I believe the NFL does not want the Minnesota Vikings to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this year as a home team.
You think they don't want them in?
I agree.
What you said?
They don't want
okay.
them. Reason being, the NFL has lost enough money this year. Now, if the Minnesota Vikings make it to the Super Bowl, just think, you won't have people flying in, renting hotel rooms, renting cars, eating at restaurants.
They don't make any money on any of those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL owns any hotels, rental car companies, or restaurants.
He's talking about the you know what? Hold on. Jared, hold on. Rephrase your question as the city of Minnesota. Like, the people that actually own business there are rooting for the Vikings not to make it. That's true. Because you bring an influx. Beetle.
Hard if you're a Viking fan.
Yeah, but if you're a business
Because you're still going to get an influx of people that you normally wouldn't have. Even if your team isn't,
let me tell you,
the influx will be bigger.
Let me tell you something
more.
About this.
Okay,
right?
Whoa.
Because
right.
no, we've all heard this before.
Radio host now.
No. We've all heard this before, and we forget this every year. You're going to get an extra, call it, what, 30,000 people coming into your city that normally wouldn't be there. That's a soft number. There's only so many seats in restaurants and rooms in hotels. And you max out on what you can actually do.
Yeah, but there's others that come to want to party.
Like people. Okay, but there's only so. Look, there's
I
only
think
so
it's
many.
Be a soft
there's only
for
so.
That this
there's
year.
Only so many hours in the day to feed people, to house people, to entertain people. And at a certain point, this is what we talked about. We, the three of us, sat here and talked about this in regard to the Olympics coming to Boston. Like, think about it. You know, you get 100,000 people in here, and. Almost immediately,
that's true.
People said, whoa. You ever go out to eat in Boston, like downtown, go to the North End, go there on a Friday
it
night,
sucks.
Saturday night? What are you talking about? You can't get a seat.
Right, it
you,
sucks.
You can't get a table as it is. What do you think you're going to do with an extra 100,000 people in your town? So while it's nice to fill up all the hotels and fill up all the... Just the fact that one team won't be represented, I don't think it's going to affect the business all that much. I really don't. You're still going to have all the neutral people that come in for Super Bowls, which is a ton of neutral people coming in. You'll still have whoever's representing the AFC coming in. They'll be fine. Minneapolis will be fine if the Vikings are in the Super Bowl.
They're ill-equipped for the Super Bowl to begin with. Okay.
There's that.
And they're a smaller town than the best Super Bowl host cities. So I don't think they're going to be impacted by it. I don't. Even if their team is in it and there's fewer people traveling to the city, they'll still be at capacity. Because if two other teams are in there, they will be over capacity. Going to be a problem. It already is from what I hear. So they'll be just fine. And by the way, all that other stuff, the NFL doesn't make any money on any of that. They make money. Their biggest money maker, the night of the Super Bowl, is the Super Bowl being on television. That's what they're concerned with. A good game. They're concerned with viewers. How many people are going to watch it? What's the best matchup for the Super Bowl? Is it Philly, New England, or is it Philly and, or is it New England and Minnesota?
I don't know.
It's got to be the Eagles, right? For ratings,
I think Eagles, you want Philly, Boston. You want Philly, Boston.
For the Philly's more of a national team too. Than the Vikings.
I think Minnesota busted.
Who's asking the question? For who?
I think Minnesota's going to get housed this
week.
For the network. For the guy in Topeka, Kansas. What does he want to watch? Does he want to watch the Eagles? Listen, we know the answer is New England on one side. Nobody cares to see the Jaguars. Nobody.
I think the more interesting story...
The guy pushing the buttons in the NBC truck.
...is the home team playing in the Super Bowl for the first time.
I'm with you.
That's it.
And this is the team that got them there. It's not like they had the injury to their quarterback and had to replace the quarterback in the last
month. Minnesota's going to be the biggest jerk on Radio Row.
See, I just think the fact that there's a new team in there and a team that many years ago... was good, and gets back into it in their home stadium. I don't know. I think there's something to that story. What are you looking at now?
This picture.
Jeez.
It's a good picture, though.
Oh.
Like, what are you looking at?
What's this?
Picture of Tom Brady looking at his hand.
There's a brace on the phone.
And there's, is it Hoyer looking at it with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Hoyer's looking at Hoyer.
It looks to me like there could be a brace on that thumb under the glove.
It's a very big-looking thumb.
It's a rectangular thumb.
A big thumb now, all of a sudden.
They're talking. Oh, so Brady's looking down at the hand. Hoyer is touching his hands and motioning something.
Rankin.
In the thumb area. Hoyer's motioning to his thumb area.
Or he's looking at the back.
Oh, he totally
it's
is.
It's okay if you like.
So he's got his right hand with no glove.
He's spanking and the top of his hand.
He is with his other hand pointing to the area, maybe at the base of the thumb near the palm.
So rank in order of importance.
And think about it. So,
the fingers on your throwing hand.
So, offensive lineman in front of him throws the ball and catches the thumb. It's the thumb.
Is the thumb the most important?
It's the thumb.
The thumb, yes.
Followed by?
Index and middle finger.
Oh, jeez.
These two, the two extremities, the ring finger and pinky.
Would you call the thumb a top five important finger?
Yeah.
PSI important to the thumb?
What are you talking about?
Yes. Big PSI.
Yes. No, because now you're talking about the ability to squeeze the ball.
That's what I'm talking about.
What did I talk to you for 45 freaking minutes about on the way in?
I don't know.
You can do this, that, or the other. I played behind a guy I was never going to see the field because they shut up the freaking index finger with a pin sticking out of halfway out of the damn thing. And he still played. You can't play with your thumb when you can't squeeze with the thumb.
They have played a backup quarterback against the Jags in the playoffs before.
Oh.
How'd that work out? Not very good.
Zolak, Zoller, Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Giving away another pair of Patriots tickets, end of this segment. Big one on Sunday. Will Tom Brady be playing quarterback?
Here we are, analyzing a picture.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. And it's gold. It's one of the best pictures Air Herald's ever put out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is...
Bravo, right before the bankruptcy. Hey. Right before they go to auction.
Hey, at least the camera guy.
Finishing strong.
Who had the original photo?
I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. But we assume Brady will play and will start the game on Sunday.
Matt West of West Picks.
So let me ask you this. So what happens if he plays on Sunday and it's obvious that he's not playing well? And that he's clearly unable to play the way that he wants to play and can play and all that.
Right.
What do you do? Do you go to Hoyer? Do you go to Hoyer or do you stick it out with Brady?
You stick it out with Brady and you rest it up for 2 weeks. You got to buy next weekend.
Okay. All right. Here we go again. Here we go. Rizzo wants to fast forward to Sunday night at 6:30.
Yes.
And just assume the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Me at Splitsville.
Or rest it up for 30 weeks.
Yeah. Shut up, Jim. Negative Nelly.
No, so I'm serious. If he's in the game and he can't, and it's clear that he can't go.
Well, hold on.
And that he's out there trying to tough it out through something that is preventing him from playing the position.
So, see, everybody's staring at Brady's hand. We should be staring.
Distracting again. He doesn't want to.
No, no, I'm going back to the picture.
You don't even want to think about it.
Because I'm going to get to that. We'll get to Sunday. We're not there
yet.
We've
been analyzing the photos for
40
minutes.
I want you to click on it at WestPix, Matt West, photographer of the Herald.
Okay. Yeah, I just gave
him
another tweet.
Look at Hoyer and look at the action he's doing with his hands. Z. Plural. I'm not looking at Brian Hoyer's left hand. Look at his right.
Yes.
So it's like
he talked about this.
He's kind of cutting into the right hand, like if it hurts, if you hit here, like it feels, and it looks like Hoyer's directing his motion towards his thumb. So it tells me it's a thumb.
So do you know how
which supports my worry.
The thumb looks a little boxy.
Thick.
When you look at it under the glove.
Looks like Zola's
leg. And Hardy's retweeted it, and we have it on Twitter. I want you to look at this. So do you know where I notice there's something sticking out? Not on the thumb itself.
The tip of the thumb.
No, the tip is very boxy. I don't even think it's there. Look here.
Something sticking out
of
the tip.
I want you to look here. Look on the backside of his hand, right here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
As if there's something, a brace that
like
comes
a bowling,
around the
like
thumb.
A bowling brace. Maybe they were over at, what's the bowling joint
right
down
here,
there?
Up on the backside of the hand.
Splitsville?
What about Apollo Creed had his hand bitten off by the alligator? What movie was that?
Well, that would be a prosthetic hand. I think Beetle is insinuating that maybe there's just a little extra support.
To me, it looks like he's got a thumb brace on. And it's just it's one of those hard shell plastic covers. They wear them all the time. Guys play with them.
Can he throw with that?
No.
So he's not going to throw at practice?
I wouldn't throw today. No, I wouldn't throw today or tomorrow. Shoot up Saturday. See you Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. I
was going to ask, can you shoot it up? And how long
do
you
know.
Shoot it up before the game,
middle of the game,
halftime?
Well, the problem is if you shoot it up, where are you shooting it up? And if you don't have control
of the feeling,
clenching.
Right?
Like when I maim my hand.
You don't
hand,
have a feel on the ball.
When I maim my
remember
hand in that garage door accident, they said the worst thing for
earlier?
You to do is lose your
remember
thumb.
Remember you talked about Novocaine hand?
My hand. We're talking about going back to my hand accident.
What is it, Sinbad?
About 137 stitches. Yeah, he and Hoyer right now look like Sinbad and House Guest. Go ahead, look it up. Google the
we will.
Google the tooth,
right on that.
The tooth pulling one.
God. You know, you get that hand shot up enough and then get some alone time. It's like someone else is there.
It's like a new hand.
Yeah. Ooh. I've heard rumors that you can like sit on your hand and get it to fall asleep.
But no, then we're back
sit
to
on your hand.
and then get down to business.
Then we're back to can you squeeze it?
Can you get a firm grip on
can
it?
Can you squeeze the ball?
You know, do you want a firm grip on it?
Not too firm.
Well, everyone enjoys a different tightness, you know?
On the football.
Throw a tight ball on Sunday.
You know what? Take a couple calls here because your accident.
That's a good idea.
There's a good thing that your accident has done.
What?
Oh, no, it's
it
not.
It is found.
You yelled at both of us. You yelled at yourself
you have
for this
you've
yesterday.
Resurrected.
What?
A person we thought may have been dead.
Jungle O?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I had a near-death experience?
4 straight days
Third
now.
Day in a row.
Jungle O.
Hey!
Beetle, good to see you back in one piece, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. I got a question. How come Brady doesn't wear elbow pads? I mean, you could tape the pads so he doesn't get bruised on his elbows. I mean, maybe I'm stupid for asking the question.
Why are we worried about his elbows today?
He's not stupid.
Do you wear knee pads?
Let him finish asking the question. Why doesn't he wear elbow pads? Go ahead, Jungle O.
Yeah, well, I've seen his elbows get bruised before. It could affect his throwing motion. So, I mean, what's up with that? And then the other thing is, why
what's
all the empty seats in Pittsburgh?
Why what?
Huh?
All the empty seats in Pittsburgh. when the Patriots played out there, I saw a lot of empty seats. Then I saw some more on this last game out there, not quite as many, but I saw a lot of empty seats.
They had people bailing on them in that game. They kept showing
that
crowd.
They sure did. They look like his banana, same color. Bright yellow seats. Why doesn't he wear? I wanted to ask him.
Elbow pads.
How many quarterbacks in history have worn elbow pads? Just give me one. Name one. Go.
Do you close your eyes when you throw the ball?
Thank you, C. Burton. Patrick Chung, you close your eyes
on the punt block.
No, I have a face mask. game day will be coming live.
Andrew and Kingston,
CBS scene.
Blake Bortles.
We got an extended show.
Hey, what's up, Zoe? What's up, Beetle? Glad
what's up?
Back.
Thank you, Andrew.
Two quick questions for you. One, which Blake Bortles are we getting on Sunday? Are we getting the one that can't throw the can't throw the ball in the ocean, or are we getting the one that can't miss?
And well, wait, two, isn't that the Blake Bortles that shows up every week? I mean, he still can't throw the ball. He looked pretty good against the Steelers. He did
Beetle.
Make a couple of nice throws, but that's a couple of nice throws. That's not a whole game's worth.
All right. Well,
how many throws does he need to make?
He looked like the best quarterback in the NFL.
You know,
but there was a 3-game stretch in there that he was a stud.
He can't do that in back-to-back weeks. I refuse to believe that.
Glad to hear it. Hey, Zoe, listen, I'm going to the game with like 9 dudes from Jacksonville. My company is based out of Jacksonville. Where can I find a Scott Zolak jersey to wear?
I have to order at NFL.com or Patriots.com.
All right.
All right, bro.
Get on it. You're running out of time.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Zoe is still looking at photos of Brady's hand.
I'm getting this thing done.
Still looking at the photos.
Another one.
Ooh!
Yeah, ooh.
That doesn't look good either.
No! Throw it to the headline.
Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to go to this Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Jaguars at Gillette Stadium. Caller 10, 617-931-0985. Brought to you by 98.5 The Sports Hub. Caller 10 right now, you're going to the game.
Sports Hub headlines.
Tom Brady at Patriots practice today, but only out there for the stretching and warm-up portion, as then the team went off on their own. He was not seen throwing a football. He was wearing gloves on both hands after getting injured at practice yesterday, presumably to that right hand, the throwing hand. So the Patriots will practice anyway, as they got Jacksonville coming in to Foxborough Sunday for the AFC Championship game. Meanwhile, the Bruins were behind last night early. 1-0 in the first minute of the game with Montreal, but then score 4 unanswered goals. Tuukka Rask made 21 saves after that, and they picked up the 4-1 win at the TD Garden. They're right back at it tonight, visiting the Islanders. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, pregame at 6:30 here. And then faceoff just after 7 o'clock on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Bruins Radio Network. Celtics also playing tonight. They play host to the Sixers at the TD Garden. That game will be on 100.7 WZLX. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Headlines are brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, keeping drains flowing for homes and businesses in the greater Boston area since 1976. Go to johnsewer.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah.
About. Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
A lot of hands today. A lot of hand music. A lot of hand music. A lot of people sending us photos of Brad Johnson. Brad Johnson.
Of what?
Former NFL quarterback.
Thank you. I said send me a picture of a guy that actually could throw the ball with the
water. Oh! Oh, you don't like Brad Johnson?
I like Brad. He's a nice guy. Actually, no. He's a nice guy.
Better than Brian Hoyer?
Yep.
No.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. You really want to contest that, so?
I don't want to do anything right now.
You've totally checked out on the week. You know, I mean, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's
with Gruden.
His hand hurts.
I just told Zoe, it's only going to add to the legend.
It is. What's he going to throw
comes
for?
Comes out and performs
290
like this?
Or 340. I mean, what's up with the Migos, too? It's like Migos, Reese and his stupid Patriot practice song set list. Give me some hand stuff. I don't care what they're playing. Like Migos every week. Migos must be pretty good.
Popular? The things that set you off.
I don't listen to that.
The things that will set Scott Zolak off.
Drake? I like Drake.
Going back to the phones. Randy in East Providence.
Randy.
You worried about Brady?
Kind of am, actually.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, no, I have a little theory. I think that Brady might have a bad bone bruise on his throwing thumb because I had a similar I had an injury in high school while I was playing lacrosse as a goaltender.
Tell me about it.
And
what happened?
Here we go.
Not Hardy. Hardy's going to warm up. Randy Hardy's going to take this call. Go ahead, Hardy.
Oh, yep. What's up, Hardy? Hi. So I actually had a shot hit my thumb in the warm ups, and then after at least halftime, my thumb just blew up. So looking at Brady's cast on his hand, it looks very similar to the cast that I had. I had an injury.
Some sort of thumb brace, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Could you fit it? Could you fit it under a glove if you needed to?
Yes, I actually could. I played the whole game, and I played it, and it was just fine. But it looks like Brady has a bad bone bruise on his throwing thumb.
Zoe seems to notice,
and I can tell just from your voice, you do not have a warrior spirit. So if somebody with a warrior spirit with the same injury. You, it only affected a little bit. Somebody with a warrior spirit probably wouldn't affect at all.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
That's what I'm saying.
So, do you think that something like this could be what he has on under that glove and that it's white? And that's why you see that little piece of white sticking out of the glove? Do you think it's this and then taped to him?
I would say it's more of a surgical one, the white. Thin plastic that they put, when you get thumb surgery. Like that. That's a little more.
Hardy.
That's a little more obtrusive. That's a little too thick.
I already saw that one, yeah.
You think that's it?
I think there's a lot of different kinds.
Got a hand specialist. You got a molded to fit your hand.
Maybe
all that
something
stuff.
Like this, a little softer, or like a neoprene support.
That's a little too much.
That's too soft. You're looking for something more.
They get something, a harder shell on the back, just on the back edge of the thumb, not in the front.
Oh, like this.
Like
this.
Yeah, sort of, but more up here to here.
This is great radio.
Hey, turn on Zolak and Bertrand. They're looking at thumb braces online.
go to Google Shopping and search thumb
braces. What time are you waking up Sunday? What time you get up? 6? What time is he picking you up? 7? Dawn?
You're not going to divert attention away from a scary story for you.
I think I'm going to leave before any traffic is on the road on Sunday. That's going to be my plan. Get there as early as possible.
Sarge will pick you up, he
no
said.
No cars. Nope.
Yes, sir.
Nope. That's good. I'm good.
Play with your kids a little bit before he heads out.
I think I'm just going to go, before sunrise.
Huh.
Sunday morning.
Down early.
Maybe go down.
Start drinking early.
Put on Dan O'Brien,
Oh, acoustical sunrise.
Enjoy the acoustic music.
Acoustic sunrise.
Try and get there before anyone else is allowed to drive on the road.
To the water.
Something like that. Joe in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Called the Freak Zoe out.
Hey,
yeah, so I was I follow the Patriots on Twitter, and they put up stories of them practicing today.
Yeah.
And then, you know how when they do the dynamic stretching, they reach
for the legs? Did you see it?
Exactly. Yeah, Brady didn't touch us.
Yeah, Tom.
Exactly.
Our producer, T-Bone, picked up on this. Let me explain it. So you've seen it, Joe. Brady went just out of habit, not thinking. He went to reach behind him and grab his foot and stretch out his leg.
Pull it all the way up.
And he all of a sudden decided, oh, I'm not going to do that with my right hand. And he switched to the left hand and grabbed his left leg instead.
Yeah, and then confirm to me that it's the bottom knuckle on the hand.
Knuckle. Oh, do you know Dr. David Chow by any chance?
All I want from this point forward is people that at some point played a sport and got injured with your thumb playing your sport. Could have been midget league, could have been middle school, could have been dance class, something like jazz dance, anything. Or doctors to call in and think what this is.
Tell me, explain it.
It's great situational awareness, though, by Brady there, not to grab his leg. He realized it.
He realized, but unless he was told, don't do a damn thing. Don't flex it at all today. Just get out there.
Just be out here for 10 minutes while the media's here and then go back inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then go put your hand in one of those paraffin wax jug things where, it's kind of therapy. It's heat, it's cold. It's heat, it's cold.
You see that, Tom, though? Someone else picked up on that.
Job, T-Bone.
They put up that story.
I think we got to rename T-Bone today, though. We got one of our bosses has a T-bone connection.
What?
So we can't have too many T-bones in here. So we're going to have to... Hardy was in on a meeting today. Weren't we going to rename Tom?
Oh, that's right.
New because T-bone.
There's
a bigger T-bone.
Well, there's another T-bone that's related to one of the, one of the owners here. So we have to come up with a new nickname for Tom. And I'm thinking Babs.
How about Neck? No Neck.
How about Sharon?
Bulldog. How about Bulldog? Bulldogs don't have necks.
Brenda.
Sally.
Sally's too easy.
That's Felger's dog's name.
How about Carol?
Ah, good, Carol. You want to do Carol?
Carol could be a guy, too.
This is fun. It's like me renaming an intern. Carol. Anything to deflect. This is great.
Watching video of Brady right here, so I'd like to get your instant reaction to it. That thumb is completely immobilized. Watch this. I want you to watch. I want you to tell people what you're seeing.
Again.
The thumb is stiff as could be.
Everything from the wrist down is not moving, and it is stiff.
And then here he is trying to clench it.
It's like watching...
And he's not moving the thumb.
It's like watching Apollo Creed in a bowling movie or the golf movie. I'm so confused right now.
It's like one of those videos where you see, like, and they show people, like, just in a shopping mall, and they can only show them from the head down because they can't show their
faces. Watch, this is, to me, the most telling part. Watch this, where he tries to make a fist. Watch. Cannot move the thumb. Cannot move it.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. You know what really threw me for a loop
the other night? You know who's getting loose?
Hoyer.
Ryan Hoyer.
Yeah. Hardy, the other night, so I'm flipping through. Stop on Deep Impact. You know, speaking of Carl Edwards.
Great movie.
And Morgan Freeman was the president.
Yes.
He couldn't turn it off.
How did he talk as president?
We've got an Astro the size of the downtown Manhattan. 75 miles across. And if that thing
downtown
hits,
Manhattan,
I don't know.
75 miles.
Or something like the state of something. Grown. I don't know. I got to go back and watch it again.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a good idea.
But it was a good movie.
Give me one more Morgan Freeman line, as best as you can remember. We always praise you for your photographic memory and your auto,
right.
You know, your auditory memory. So you should be able to get one verbatim, one Morgan Freeman line from Deep Impact.
Godspeed to you all. So he set the crew up. They were going to blow up the comet. They were going to land it. The Messiah.
May God bless you and keep you.
We've been building the destruction ship since this summer with the Russians, in combinations with the Russians, and we will call that ship the Messiah.
There you go. May he lift up his divine countenance upon you.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, you got it, don't you?
Coming up next, today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, time for today's takeaways. Brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Four locations, new PBD. Quincy, and a brand new one right now at Seekonk, Awaken 180
Weight
Loss.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me? Good, good. Who wants to go first? You got
I'll
something?
Go first, sure. Sometimes you don't really read the call screener correctly, or maybe just pot up the wrong guest. Sean Grandy was going to join our show. He did. Beetle stepped out of the room for a second, so Hardy and I took over the reins like we have admirably done for the last 3 days.
With zero
with loaded phone lines. Maybe we interject that.
You act like the loaded phone lines are a result of the things you say.
I think, yeah. Hot topic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep. So here it is, me bringing Sean Grandy in, and obviously I pull up a caller instead of Sean. That's the voice of Sean Grandy, play-by-play guy for your Boston Celtics. It's AFC Championship Week, so he's on to actually talk football. So
he wants to talk Jaguars is what he wants to talk.
He does. Sean Grandy, how we doing, sir?
Hello.
Hey.
So what is your prediction, Sean?
I just pulled up a contest line. Let's go to Sean now.
I actually thought it was Grandy who said
I did too.
Hello!
I thought it was him playing games. Like, Sean likes the... That's one thing about Grandy. He'll play a little grab ass.
Oh, he's big. He's a big weirdo.
Oh, Sean Grandy, how we doing, sir?
Hello.
That sounds like him. I'm here on my rocker, waiting for you to call. Yeah, that sounds like Grandy.
Um, Jim asked me what I wanted for the takeaway, and I had nothing. I didn't answer you, Jim, and I apologize. But I wonder if we still have time, since Beetle missed it.
What do you mean?
Jungle O's rap.
He had a new one?
Here's...
Which one?
Well, I think the first one. The first one where he got interrupted by one of his grandchildren coming up to the window of his car. He had called us to give us a little freestyle a cappella rap. And Beetle, you'll appreciate this, because Jungle O, always timely, always, you know, coming, you know, straight with the... with really topical stuff, called on Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday it must have been, with a Tennessee Titans rap.
2 days after the game. Topical.
And he laid this one on us.
You know, I get this little Tennessee rap going.
Oh, you do? Like,
yeah, you know, I might as well just give it to you right now.
Yeah,
let's
drop
do it.
On it. Yeah, drop,
everybody,
drop
turn
it
your mics off. Go ahead.
Now, going to be a Tennessee Titans. Now you know that they're going to be fighting a losing battle. Now if you don't believe me, then go at Seattle. What about the heat of the battle? Gun Tuskegee, Yamandola. It's going down just like I told ya. If you don't believe me, then don't.
I was 2 days after the
And then he hung up.
But we blame you for this. Your accident has created this opening now. Where, well, you know what? I've been taking things for granted. You know, I'm down in Brockton. I'm in between jobs. I haven't called in a while.
Yeah.
Beetle gets hurt. I'm going to call him Monday and check on him. He's called four straight days now. You woke it up a...
That's good. That's good. I'm glad he's been inspired by it.
You woke up the bear.
It's purely coincidence that Beetle's accidents coincided with his release on parole. We're not sure which.
Yeah. We talked earlier about Sosi and how he's going to say Jaguars.
He heard his Han.
Rams.
His Han.
Brady heard his Han.
It's his right Han.
Jaguars. Jaguars. Rams.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars. So my 4-year-old is all of a sudden into the Three Stooges. And
what?
Yes. By accident.
Where do you see them?
TV, I don't know. Wow. He hangs out with my dad a lot. So,
so he must have watched the news at night.
And so
6 p.m. CBS,
it's on the other day, and he loves one of the most famous episodes ever, which is A Plumbing We Will Go.
Oh, right?
Shaughnessy talks about it all the time.
He loves it. He thinks it's hysterical. He's dying laughing at this. He wants to watch it 100 times a day. You know how kids are. They like one thing, they want to watch it 100 times. And there's a scene in here that reminds me of Sosi saying Rams. And in this case, it's a guy in the house in the shower who's saying, I'm taking a bath. Play it.
Anybody at home?
I say there.
Oh, you've got a number, eh?
I beg your pardon.
Why, what'd you do?
I'm taking a bath.
Taking a bath?
A bath.
Bart, you better get out of here. I'm going to shut off this water. Now get going.
It's the sound of the contractor Sosi showing up at Sosi's house.
It's like Sosi. Maz and Sosi.
I'm taking a bath. I'm taking a bath.
Rams.
Rams. Bath. Brady hurt his hand. It's Sosi. Sosi.
With a Zoe, what do you make of him in the pregame with his hand?
75, like 8 years ago, 1940. That was made.
Which Zoe, I'm sure as you saw, pushed the betting line in Vegas to 8.5.
Oh. Bad football. More bad football coming.
Zoe is very, very concerned for the health of Tom Brady.
He can't even take being here anymore.
I mean, I know you think we're kidding, and we're just saying
he's
trying
really
to be dramatic. He is legitimately having a bad day.
I think there's something there.
He's having a bad day over this. Yeah. He's having a bad day because he's worried about not going to Minnesota. He's worried about not being at the Super Bowl. He's worried about not taking part in events that he's already lined up for himself. All of this is happening right now. Yes, I know. People know you make money for those said events. And this is what you're now very, very concerned about. So he's, like, checked out on the day.
I don't know who the jerk player is. Who's the guy went underneath? Red shirt. The reason there's red shirts on him.
I thought you told us last night. Are we not supposed to say that out loud?
Yeah.
Would you take the Patriots to cover?
Player probably being active this week.
Would you take the Patriots to cover? Yes or no?
Yes.
Hope everybody likes Hoyer. Brian Hoyer. Oh. All right, we're back at it tomorrow. 10 a.m.